This call is from a federal prison. You will not be charged for this call. This call is from
Joe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. To accept this call, press 5. To block, you may begin speaking now.
Joe!
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. Did you get any snow? You're in Texas.
My God, it's 14 degrees outside right now, and everything's covered in snow and ice.
In Texas?
Wow, yeah, they got hit.
Texas?
It, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Is that the first time Texas has had snow in a decade?
We had maybe a half an inch last year, but we didn't get snow last year till February, middle of February.
Hot, usually, even in the winter.
Yeah.
I lived in San Antonio. We didn't get snow
once. Know that they got snow. I really didn't. I mean, we go years without getting any snow here.
Yeah.
You know, what's crazy is it snowed, like, really bad down in El Paso, which is even further south than us.
That's shocking.
Okay.
So, Jason is bilingual. Or bisexual. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Maybe both. We don't know. We're learning a lot about Jason today. I feel like moments away from him telling us the real story.
We're going to have to get to know Jason.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, this is the problem about telling you something like this. Now I feel like I never want to tell you anything.
Hey. This is how we operate. Yeah. Everybody else on the show is vulnerable and shares all of the things that they have, and it gets held against you. That's what we do on the show.
Yeah. My life is falling apart. I'm going through my second divorce. You're an idiot. I'm like, okay.
You have $100,000.
And I just go home. I just continue to make my homemade coffee for later. Right. It's fine. You're like, I'm not coming to your funeral. I'm like, what? All right, that's how it goes. But
Your Instagram account just doubled.
Right, exactly. 100%.
Right.
Yes.
All right, so Joe, with it. The Tiger King's even piling on.
Yes,
I love
he
it.
Is.
Well, wait till you get all those unwanted D pics.
you like them though, Joe, don't you?
Yeah, who says they're unwanted? Please don't send me any.
I hope they do.
Joe, you can, but prisoners, only prisoners. Prisoner D pics is all I want.
Hey, can
when
I
you
ask?
Get, when you get one and there's a padlock in the end of it, you know that's mine.
He's got his ankle bracelet like on his dog.
Oh my God!
That's hilarious.
Can I ask a question about D pics?
Yeah.
This is just bringing it up. Okay, I was hearing recently. There's a guy. His name is Jeff Lewis, and he's on television. He has a podcast too. But he was talking about how, and he's a gay man, right. And he was like, "I want to like I get D pics a lot." He says, but he said that most of the D pics he receives are not really the person who's sending them. It's not really theirs. They just send, like, stock photo.
Well, they're always headless.
Is that true? That's a painful thing.
If you're sending a D-pic, are you sending one of your own? Or
usually Getty Images or
you're supposed APS. To. By the rules, you're supposed to send your own.
I thought that's what they were all about.
The rules of being a sketch is you got to. It has to be yours.
But he said the number of people who sent him like stock photos, and he was like, and I've seen him a million times. I know that it's a stock photo, but they play it off like it's them.
Ever in your life, Katie, has Ben sent you? Never.
Ben would
never. But you sent him some sexy photos.
I tried
he sent him a D pic. You like what I'm working with?
Katie, I hope you're not sending no D pics.
Believe me, if I had one, I probably would be.
What did you send, Ben?
It was like a provocative. It was never anything like showing.
Lame.
Yeah, I know. Because I don't want it. I know it will live somewhere, somehow, some way,
forever.
But when you
sent these provocative photos, what did Ben say?
Nothing. That? Remember? Nothing.
He didn't respond.
Nothing?
No.
Well,
he didn't respond
than,
to me.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's true. That is true. But anyway, sorry to go down the lane of D-picks. I just heard it and I was shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's. And also, what's funny about that is, obviously, they're being lazy and they're going to, like, the first image and sending it.
Because he's seen them a bunch.
He's seen the same ones over and over again. You got to go to page 5 at least.
At least.
Everyone knows that.
Send him something intriguing.
Or just send him a different race. Just throw him off a little bit, you know? So, all right. So, but seriously, snow in Texas, how are the prisoners reacting?
They canceled a lot of stuff. And a lot of staff didn't make it in, so the poor guards that are here have been working doubles and triple shifts.
You didn't get to do a snowball fight out in the yard?
We didn't get that kind of snow. It like snowed, and then it rained just a little bit, and the temperature got cold, and everything is like rock hard ice.
Well, that's what I figured that they wanted to do in the prison is the rock hard snowball, not somebody...
Their new shiv. Now, Joe, we love you to death. We have a little bone to pick with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Joe, once again, we are worried that your financial endeavors are going to cut into our weekly call because we saw that you're selling phone calls for Valentine's Day. We get it. We totally get it.
Yeah, I get it.
You know that I saw that on TMZ the other day. I was like, "What the hell is my lawyers up to?"
You don't even know about it.
Hell no, they don't even ask.
Oh,
and, so that's their way of trying to pay this new lawyer that they hired. You know that we hired Trump's lawyer.
Uh huh.
And they send me like 40 different phone numbers to call and. And this is like every third day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This call is from a federal prison.
People out there don't understand that, A, you know, the phones are only on a certain time of day, and B, then you got to wait 30 minutes in between each call. And every time somebody's answering machine picks up, you got to start all over.
Oh, nice. No. Yeah, you can't text them like, hey, I'm about to call.
Who has an answering machine nowadays? Oh, you mean the
voicemail, maybe.
And then I'm like, that's the worst thing that they could possibly do because I hate talking on a telephone. I never even called my mom when she was alive.
Okay.
God rest her soul. But
you're calling us, Joe.
I am calling you. I didn't call you last week, and I'm not going to lie to you. My alarm clock didn't go off.
That's okay. We get
it. You're fine. We've had days where we forgot because we were off the day before. We came out, oh, crap. And so, no, you've been great. We love talking to you. People look forward to it every week.
Yeah, and that's why we're worried that your Valentine's Day phone calls were going to cut into our time because we enjoy it.
Yeah, don't cut into ours.
Yeah, I still have, let's see what is today. Today's like the 28th, 27th, something like that. Mm-hmm. I still have like 280 minutes, so we're good.
We're good.
Excellent. Oh, wow.
We're going to do them all right now. For the next 4 hours. Just nonstop. All right, so, Joe... What is the latest for you? I know you're working with a newer attorney and things. Any progress, or are you kind of stuck right now? Or what are your strategies? What are your thoughts?
Well, they're supposed to have my Supreme Court appeal filed by the 29th, which is in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that to see if the Supreme Court will hear my case. Because if the Supreme Court will agree to hear my case, that's going to be great news, because now, you know, you got a panel of 9 judges that are going to hear the real raw evidence for a change.
Oh, this is a big one then, because if they hear it, then you get a chance. If they don't, that's a huge setback for a long time.
Well, if they don't, I mean, it's a huge setback for 4 more years, because I'm out of here in 4 years anyway.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine thinking whether or not you're going to get out soon or another 4 years.
Right. You know, and then again, you know, Trump, because, you know, the BOP got an email from the White House, and my lawyers got an email from the White House, you know, about my clemency. You know, Trump could pull that off any time, too.
But do you think that Trump, I mean, we're in the middle of, like, possibly bombing Iran. Do you think you're on the top of his mind?
Well, I'm, you know, he has people doing that for him. You know, we've got Ed Martin, you know, and Alice Marie Johnson. They're the ones who actually do that. Trump just approves what they say, you
just
know.
Under,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so,
you know, but I think I'm more worried right now about midterms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Midterms are going to get in the way of this, you know?
Yeah. Well, do you think, now you mentioned it, what was her name? She got granted a clemency from Trump, I think. In
Alice.
Yeah, she was in prison for like drug charges, and
she
was
black
a grandma.
Lady. Yeah, Alice Marie. Yeah,
and she was overcharged for sure.
Right,
it's a big story. I think Kim Kardashian helped with her as well.
Yeah, okay, I remember. Yeah,
like I think it was like petty like drugs. Mm-hmm. I mean, weed.
Oh, you need a celebrity like that to help. That caused the tension.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know, I have Joe Rogan, which. got Trump basically elected, you know, and Dana White, you know, I've actually, Dana White's actually personally talked to me, and I've got some pretty big names out there, but, you know, everything is in such an uproar because, you know, Joe Rogan is kind of like going against Trump right now with the ICE thing, you know?
It's a lot going on for sure. Yeah, Minnesota, all of them. I mean, it's been, gosh,
a nightmare.
Horrible.
I mean,
but you actually have Joe Rogan.
This call is from a federal prison.
Supporting you? I mean, he actually is actively supporting you, or he just kind of mentioned one time, oh, yeah, Joe Exotic.
That recording screwed that up. Are you talking about
Joe Rogan?
Rogan?
Yeah. He's actually supporting you?
Joe Rogan, yeah. He actually talks to my legal team, and they've sent me copy and paste things in the email of God. He had me on his Christmas show. He had me on his Thanksgiving show. Yeah, he's really out there pushing hard.
Well, and I was wondering, too, with the lady, I'm sorry, I forgot her name again, that was
Alice.
Alice, that was granted clemency. I would, like, push hard with her because that's, like, her whole thing now is trying to get other people out like that.
You know, there's, like, probably 20 other people just in my unit here that have people, you know, she will not respond to anyone.
Really?
No one has had luck getting a hold of her.
Alice Marie Johnson is her name.
Yeah.
Well, never mind then. Stick with Joe Rogan.
And then I got Representative Eric Burleson and Representative Lauren Boebert. I've got some pretty good Jim Jordan and
Katie from our show.
The perfect thing that would happen right now is Governor Polis out of Colorado, because, you know, Trump wants Tina Peters out of prison. And I'm like, hey, you know, Governor Polis, why don't you do something that's never happened in America and prisoner swap Joe Exotic for Tina Peters?
It's like an NFL trade. Oh, by the way, Joe, we'll talk to you more about it next week, but we got Seahawks Patriots. I think we have maybe like one more minute with you. Any interest in the Super Bowl? That's who, isn't it, this year? Seahawks and Patriots.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
Well, Joe,
I'm just there for the chicken wings that they'll serve on lunch for that day.
Hey, there you go.
At least they do something.
Heck yeah. All right. Now, Joe, again, if people want to help you, I know they can get merch, and that merch goes towards legal fees. How can they find you?
Big thing is get on pardonjoeexotic.com, sign the petition, and look at the evidence, because that's the biggie. And, you know, the big thing right now, guys, is, you know, it's amazing how many people have never seen season 2 of Tiger King, where they all admitted to perjury and stuff. Go go watch season 2 of Tiger King, and then form a new opinion.
Okay. All right, Joe, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we'll talk to you next week, and enjoy the snow.
Bye, Joe.
Okay, Jason, expect that picture by noon, dude.
Please do it.
Katie. Would you like me to... Joe, would you like me to prepare because I'm a grower, not a shower?
How do you like it, Joe?
You like flaccid or fully developed?
Soft and squishy.
All right.
He's got you covered.
I might have to wait. I like to make sure it's completely, you know, trimmed and stuff.
Yes. A little. Look at your face. You're like, oh.
All right. It's soft and squishy. I got you. Okay, Joe, you're the man.
All right.
Thanks for the laughs. He's funny.